This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for December the 5th of 2023. The name of the patient is Luis Delgado. The last name is D like in Delta, E L like in Lima, G like in Gate, A D like in Delta, O Delgado, Luis, L-U-I-S. This is the case of a 89-year-old Hispanic male that is following in the practice because of diabetes mellitus. This diabetes has been accompanied by the arterial hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The patient stated that he couldn't afford the Humulin 70/30, and for that reason has changed to Humulin Plain. He's using 8 units with the breakfast and 5 units with the supper. And the hemoglobin A1C that was reported in November 28, 2023 is 8.3, which is higher than the one reported in May 25, 2023, that was 7.6. This patient has been very sensitive to the administration of insulin. He hasn't had any episodes of hypoglycemia. We are going to advise the patient to use the 5 units of Humulin with breakfast. We are going to advise the patient to increase the Humulin during the breakfast to 10 units and with supper 5 units. And we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control. The blood pressure today is 120 over 60. And the body weight remains in 147 pounds. The patient wants to gain weight. He says that he's eating well, and the most likely situation is by increasing the insulin, he's going to gain some weight. Following number. Crohn's disease that is treated with Asacol and the administration of mercaptopurine as well. The patient hasn't had any relapse. Following number, the patient has a history of vasovagal autonomic dysfunction, but he hasn't had any episodes of passing out. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. In 3 months. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.